1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There's a showdown brewing between the federal government and officials in Texas over migrant safety. The Department of Justice has given Governor Abbott until this afternoon to get rid of a controversial floating barrier that's been deployed at the border to deter crossings. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez tells CBS's Face the Nation.
What I'm seeing is people are getting injured along the border. People are drowning, certainly in that river. I would much rather see not one person step foot in that river.
Governor Abbott's response to the DOJ, we'll see you in court. A historic heat wave is still casting a pall over the Southwest. The high for Phoenix today, 114, which would make it the 25th consecutive day with temperatures of 110 or better.
It's miserable, actually. I don't get out that much. I stay inside.
You definitely want to sit inside during these times, unless the place has misters.
Making things worse in Washington state, wildfires that have ballooned to more than 30,000 acres. Raging fires on the Greek island of Rhodes have sent tourists and locals scrambling for safety. CBS's Haley Ott is at the foreign desk.
Greek firefighters say it's one of the most difficult situations they've ever faced. And with more wind in the forecast, it could get worse.
We were really lucky we got off the beach, but there were hundreds and literally thousands of people still on the beach. And everybody was screaming, they were fighting. It was like Armageddon.
Russia's defense ministry claims it's destroyed two drones launched from Ukraine, one that hit a skyscraper in Moscow, shattering glass on the top floors, and another that targeted two non-residential buildings. No deaths reported. Yesterday, one person was killed in a Russian air attack on Ukraine's port city of Odessa. Reactions still pouring in after Twitter's new CEO announced over the weekend he's ditching the little blue bird in favor of an ex. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
For a lot of people, this is a moment that really solidifies the end of Twitter. Of course, the company's changed a lot since Elon Musk took over late last year as the CEO and owner, but now he's really signaling a break with the past.
The pandemic is finally over at movie theaters. CBS's Monica Ricks.
Hey, Barbie. Hey.
Barbie was top doll at the box office, making a massive $155 million in ticket sales.
What do I have to do?
You have to go to the real world.
Meantime, Oppenheimer also blasted expectations with another $80 million for second place.
Analysts say it proves people are clamoring for something new, not just the same old threadbare sequels. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay, Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered storms today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Daytime high is approaching 89, winds out of the northwest around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms, lows dip down to about 60. A mix of clouds and sun again. Tomorrow, daytime high is approaching 91. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Root, wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide in the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic, the wonderful, the always glamorous Mr. Aaron Zobber is on the board this afternoon. Today's t-shirt, Cage the Elephant. Is that correct? Am I reading that correctly?
Yes, Cage the Elephant. It is a shirt that I got when I saw them live on their tour for Melophobia, their third album.
Oh, very good.
It was an excellent concert, and I will stand up to model it for the studio audience.
For the streaming audience. Very good. Very good. Excellent. Fantastic. Cage the Elephant, is that their logo? I mean, from afar, it looks a bit like a Van Gogh Bozo the Clown.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty accurate to what it looks like. It's the album cover for that.
Oh, very good. I'm not being critical of the artwork. I'm simply saying that's what it reminds me of.
Oh, yeah, and I agree. That's an accurate depiction for I might have to keep that in mind for how to describe it.
Welcome back to our second hour. Glad to have you along on a Thursday, July 20th, 2023. Great callers last hour. Great passion. Love it. Always that's one of the great things about doing this show, having the opportunity, the privilege to come before you, with you each and every day, every afternoon, is to listen to you. Because oftentimes the points that you bring up or questions you have are better than my own. And we all learn together, whether it's in Bayfield, Wisconsin, way up north, or Racine in Kenosha, or Amory, Wausau, Green Bay, Richland Center, Madison, Oshkosh, Wisconsin Rapids, all points in between. We all learn together. Well, after all, we're all Wisconsinites. Doesn't matter whether we vote Democratic or Republican or Independent or Green Party. We're all Wisconsinites. We're all Americans. And I still believe, despite the news that we bring to you, could sometimes be a bit of a downer. We do this so that we can all learn together, so that we can all understand the truth together. And then move forward together, despite our differences. I mean, my gosh, if we all thought the same thing, life would be boring, right? Gotta have a little spice. But we're all Wisconsinites. And I still think that when we work together in our communities and put aside our political differences, when we help out the Boy Scouts, when we help out the Girl Scouts, when we help out our local sports teams, our bands and choirs, we help out our farmers, our ag producers, those are all things we can agree upon. Usually. And when we come together to help our communities, that's when we are at our best. So thank you all for listening. Thank you all for continuing to be with us coming up this hour. And in fact, why don't we kick it off right now? We have 6 Milwaukee Brewer tickets to give away. Going to give them away 2 at a time, just like Noah's Ark, 2 by 2. All right, that's what we're going to do. And we're going to send 3 sets of 2 people to the Milwaukee Brewers this Sunday afternoon at 1:10 p.m. So if you have the ability to get to Milwaukee County Stadium, AmFam Field, that's how old I am. I still think of it as Milwaukee County Stadium, Mr. Somers.
Well, I will always think of it as Miller Park. So
depends on your age, I guess. My gracious, it's hot in here. I'm sorry to bring this up, but I am sweating my proverbial you-know-what off. By the way, we have a great animal story this hour.
We do?
You know I love great animal stories. And this involves a fish. And the nickname of the fish is fantastic. A 11-year-old kid caught this fish down in Oklahoma. It's from the same species or family as like a piranha.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I do know about this one.
So that's coming up. But right now, let's give away some tickets. We're going to make this one easy. We're just going to say, we're going to take caller number two. Caller number two gets two tickets to this weekend's Milwaukee Brewers game on Sunday at 1:10. So if you have not won in the last calendar month and you have a smartphone, because they are electronic tickets, caller number two to 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Caller number two will win the Milwaukee Brewers tickets for this weekend. Our first set of two. The phones are lighting up. I love this. If you don't win this time, keep listening this hour, because we're going to give away two more sets of tickets. So Mr. Zomers is sifting through the calls. We just take them. They come right on our screen, right in order. 844-967-2789. Christopher in Kenosha. Christopher in Kenosha, you are caller number two on the board. Christopher, you have won the tickets.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Awesome. Wow.
how are you listening to us down there in Kenosha? Oh, on the app or on the brand new station down there in Kenosha?
On the brand new station, actually. It just popped up on the radio. I was scrolling, and I heard you talking about giving tickets, and I called right away.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Yeah. Well, we got
it. It was so random, and it was awesome.
Well, that's great. We appreciate you listening in down there in Kenosha and Racine and WRJN, our brand new station down there. We're excited to be on the air down in southeast Wisconsin. Are you available this Sunday at 1:10?
Yes, I am.
And you got somebody go along with you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely.
All right. Well, great. Hold on to the line. Mr. Zomers will take your information off the air. We need your full name, phone number, and email, and we'll email those tickets to you. All right, Christopher? Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Hang on. Good. All right. Hang on the phone. You too. WRJN, our brand new station down in Racine and Kenosha. You can hear us on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and 1400 AM. Down there in Kenosha and Racine.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun today with highs around 87. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 64. Daytime highs approaching 88. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday and Thursday. Low 90s Wednesday, mid-90s by Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude on 540 AM WAUK.
Love scrambled eggs. Oh, I'm sorry. Welcome back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We have a lot going on. You understand? We have a lot going on here. We apologize. Here was what was going on before that last break. Mr. Zomers was taking the excited caller from Racine, Kenosha, listening to us on our brand new station down there. The wonderful and talented crew at WRJN in Racine and Kenosha. Mr. Zomers was taking the call. I was talking about the new station, and we both didn't look at the clock. And it just, and this is what happens, you understand, when the computers are, this is a precursor to artificial intelligence. Doesn't matter what the humans are doing, the computer is just going to cut you off. And so that was the reason for the abrupt cutaway to the commercial, before the commercial. It happens, Mr. Zomers, right? It just, sometimes that's what happens.
Yeah, it sure does. Sorry, I was just looking for that.
That's fantastic. Any chance to play a boy band? You know, that's
well, that's Britney Spears.
Oh, that's Britney Spears? Oh, that's right. I thought it was one of the boy bands.
That's fair. I
it
mean,
all, it all sounds the same.
It is very similar.
It all sounds the same to me. But welcome back. Here's the deal. We gave away two Milwaukee Brewer tickets. Going to give away four more before the end of the show. So keep listening to the program here this afternoon. We'd love to have your calls on this subject before we get to the bottom of the hour and more Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Online, a couple of stories here. And we talked about this kind of last hour about what's going on with these fake electors. In Michigan, the attorney general brought charges against people there and had calls last hour about when and why haven't we heard yet on the fake electors, the accused fake electors here in Wisconsin. And I've told you before, I left the Republican Party in 2011 over voter suppression efforts. And here's an example outside of Wisconsin of what I'm talking about. Florida, the Sunshine State, had one of the best mail-in voting systems in the nation. You could even see online that your vote had been received and counted. So you could mail it in. Then you could go online, check that your name and see that they've gotten it, and it was counted. I don't think you can even do that in Wisconsin. I don't think. Not to my knowledge. Florida had that. Well, Ron Puddingfingers DeSantis, I like to call him Puddingfingers occasionally because the man eats pudding with his three middle fingers. Also apparently eats mashed potatoes. He's a Neanderthal when it comes to eating. That's why he's so bad at retail politics. His staff doesn't even like to see it, have him eat in front of people. It's that disturbing. But that's another bottle of wine. Anyway, Ronnie DeSantis, quietly wiped that great mail-in voting system away. So millions won't receive ballots unless they register again. Great story from NBC2 in Florida. Hundreds of thousands of vote-by-mail requests erased from the Florida system. Quoting the story now, most everything has an expiration date, but one thing you may not have expected to expire was your vote by mail ballots. NBC2 in Florida has learned hundreds of thousands of mail-in requests have been wiped out of the system in every county in Florida. That means most Floridians right now will not receive a ballot in future elections. Lee County, which I know very well, spent some time, a few months living on Markham Island, just south of Naples. Beautiful area, by the way. Lee County would like to have about 250,000 vote by mail requests in the system, but currently has only 23,000. Think of that. They had 250,000 and now down to 23,000. It's up to the voters to reach out to the county they live in now to request a ballot to be mailed to them. Had interviewed this person named Stephanie, who is a registered voter in Lee County, prefers to vote by mail in order to have her time waiting, rather to save time, waiting in line election day. She was shocked to learn that her request for a mail-in ballot was wiped out by the county system. She says there was no notification. She did not get notified. I didn't know this was happening at all. It just came out of the blue, she said. However, a new law signed, or a new bill signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis requires counties to purge requests before every general election. Think about that. Requires counties to purge lists before every general election. They claim it will cut down on election fraud, although no significant fraud has been detected in Florida. I want people to understand, again, who we're dealing with. One of my former bosses, former Congressman Scott Klug, was fond of saying, Todd, the best indication of someone's future performance is their past performance. It's a great line. Look what Ron DeSantis is doing in Florida. Wiping out mail-in request reforms before every general election. Making it more difficult for people to vote. And again, addressing a problem that does not exist. What do you think this guy would do if he ever become president? What do you think about this? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Jack in Merrimack. Always appreciate listening, Jack. What say you?
Well, DeSantis is a proto-fascist. He's you know, controlling everything in that state from what classes you can teach to what can be taught in classes. And by the way, that's called re-education in some other countries.
Right.
To what clothes you can wear, to what sex you can you are.
Right.
Not what sex you believe you are, but what sex he determines, or at least his minions determine that you are. Not terribly surprised that he's engineered this. They tried in the state legislature there to actually have promote a bill that would outlaw the Democratic Party. It was couched in the terms of any party that has ever been pro-slavery. Well, of course, the only extant party that has been pro-slavery was the Democratic Party. He wanted to make Florida a one-party state. Now, that did not get out of the legislature, from what I've understood. But that's the kind of president this guy would make. He would, you know, you're a Democrat, he can.
Right. It's almost beyond comprehension, the kind of stuff this guy is doing. And I want to talk about this and expose this because I want people to understand well ahead of the primary season, certainly ahead of the general election, what these types of candidates would do if they actually became president. And you're absolutely right, Jack. This is, don't you agree? The best indicator of someone's future performance is their past performance. Why would this guy be any different if he actually, God forbid, got in the White House?
He wouldn't. He'd probably go for something stronger.
Right, exactly. Jack, really appreciate you listening. Always appreciate your point of view and your phone call. Jack and Merrimack, thank you so much. If you'd like to join the conversation, we welcome you. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. The election supervisor down in Lee County in Florida said... now it seems.
Check, 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 check. Checkity, check, 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 check. Check, check, check. Checkity, check. Greg, you hearing us?
Yep.
Oh, man, we got super echo. It's cool, though. It sounds like we're in the Grand Canyon.
Welcome to the air show.
You hearing me okay?
Yes, I am.
You also have a super echo. I don't know where that is.
You're not echoing on my side.
Well, that would be irritating, but it could be just the oh, hold on. How about now?
I'm still echoing on my side.
Yeah, you sound like God.
We're going to commercial.
We're going to commercial. Yes. Morning, Greg. I don't know if we've ever had a direct conversation, but good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you too.
Thanks, God.
You're welcome. The radio show was a good idea.
You're the first one to ever say that, God.
I mean, I don't think Jim and John are going to be throwing to me, so me having the echo at this point, I don't think that's going to be a problem, but...
That's a mixed minus thing.
Okay.
I don't think it will be an issue, but if, like, I'm hearing an echo or I'm hearing myself a little delayed in my ears.
Yeah.
So it's not proper sound.
So odd.
Checkity check.
I mean, you sound
yeah, great. Like
you sound great.
Well, I always sound great.
Okay. All
but
right.
The echo quality is what's killing me. So let me mess around,
okay. See
if there's anything different that I can do. Right. I don't think I have control over this aspect, Greg.
Okay, let me just...
That's about the proper sound.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered storms today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Daytime high is approaching 89, winds out of the northwest around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 60. A mix of clouds and sun again. Tomorrow, daytime high is approaching 91. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
If you do it that way, it's all going to echo back on us.
Okay, so just... at that point, I mean, if I don't need the board.
Check, check.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you're coming through really good right now. I just, if I don't need.
Yeah, but I mean, these guys will be fucked, dude. It's totally in there. It's echoing.
Okay.
So that's not tenable.
Yeah.
So start seeking tech support. Sorry, okay. Buddy.
No
Wake
problem.
Somebody up.
Yep. I'll report back.
expunged, oddly enough, in the Racine County court system. And so I said, Glenn, where's the proof of voter fraud in Wisconsin? And you know what he told me? United States Congressman Glenn Grothman told me, quote, well, Todd, we think there's fraud happening, unquote. We think there's fraud happening. And I said, Glenn, you're taking away people's constitutional right to vote because you think there's fraud happening? And he really didn't have a response.
So, for some odd reason, he hasn't been close warming up the crowd before the town hall meeting. Uh-huh. So there's a ventriloquist on stage, and the guy is mercilessly making fun of Ron DeSantis. Mm-hmm. He's doing the Putin joke. He's doing the Disney joke. Mm-hmm. He's going on and on and on about Ron DeSantis. And after a couple minutes of this, DeSantis runs out on stage, and he's furious. Mm-hmm. He's just screaming mad. He's like, what gives you the right to talk about me like this on this stage at my town hall? And the ventriloquist is obviously very shaken, and he's like, well, I'm very sorry, Mr. DeSantis. And Ron says, wait, stop. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the I'm pretty sure it's true.
Pretty sure. Kind of like Glenn Grothman's pretty sure there's fraud in Wisconsin when it comes to voting. I mean, it's fun. And you'll always appreciate a good joke. But I mean, you make the point that this is how wacky these people are. They actually, they believe this stuff, or they claim to believe it. But I have to think, I mean, Glenn Grothman is not a dumb guy. I mean, does he really believe this? Does Ron DeSantis really believe this stuff? Or is it simply for spite and for a power grab?
Now, that's kind of where I was going with that story, is that some of these people really are just dumb. On your show the other day, you played the new ad that features Marjorie Taylor Greene.
It's so funny.
Basically just praising Joe Biden. So she's one of them that I believe, you know, she really believes this stuff, and I don't think that she's really, and Ron, he's as dumb as they come. He really does believe this stuff, but I don't know enough about DeSantis to know if he's one of the, you know, manipulators, or if he's one of the manipulees. Is that a word? Manipulees? But there are some of the people in that party who do believe this stuff, and those are the ones that I find the most scary. Because, you know, it's scary enough that you've got people, it's scary enough that you've got people, you know, pulling the strings like that, but then the people that are actually believing it, and they're in the House of Representatives, in the U.S. Senate, that's really frightening to me.
Very frightening to me. Those are things that keep me up at night and keep me buying bottles of wine. I mean, you know, that's... Jeff, always appreciate you for your perspective, a little humor along the way as well. Jeff, appreciate you calling in. Have a great day, my friend. All right, thank you so much. You can be like Jeff, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. We go down to the beautiful city of Mequon. Been there a few times. David and Mequon, we appreciate you holding the line. What say you?
Good afternoon. So just as a reminder, really quickly, back in 2012, Senator Al Franken, if you look at that, you know, he won that Senate race by 312 votes. Mm-hmm. And there was 243 people that had already been convicted on voter fraud. And, you know, we kind of poo-poo it, but if you remember the primary Democratic election in New York just a couple of years ago, they threw out 80,000 ballots. 21% of the ballots that came in, they chucked out. New Jersey, they had a local election, and the councilmen were found with voter fraud and everything, and that whole thing, you know, went to pot. So the point is, and I can tell you this from personal experience, in Mequon, I can tell you there was a senior home, a Jewish senior home, and there were some people, unfortunately, where, you know, some people were actually voting for some of the residents.
Oh yeah, but now I'm starting to get that.
I see, yeah.
Yep.
I see,
yeah. So check. Check. So if I turn that off completely, I just turned it off. Here, put this on.
I'm hearing
Let's
you again.
Try it and see if we can hear a little
day, so.
Convo, or if as soon as we put the return on, because all we really need is ourselves, right? So I'm going to turn your return off. Check.
That's fine.
You hearing me in your headsets?
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah. The only thing is we won't hear any music.
Well, you know, fucking A, that's, you know, the least of my concerns. Although, then let's maybe use our Zoom. I mean, because they probably don't even have a morning Zoom. You guys do it on Zoom?
Mm-mm.
Then I'm going to put you guys on my Zoom just so we got here, buddy. Why don't you put your headphones somewhere so I'm not confiscating them? No, you don't need them at all. So I've got the returns off.
All right, I just spoke with Luke. So is that correct? They won't hear music either?
Harder for people to vote. And I don't think because I didn't ask him. But let me say this. As a person of the Christian faith, I deeply reject this.
Check, 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 check.
I'm hearing you.
Check, yes. Check.
I'm hearing you. I still got echo, but I'm hearing you crystal clear.
So I'm just wondering what it's going to sound like coming out the other end. Of course, they've got Greg producing it, who's never done a... Greg?
Yes?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
So I don't hear Greg. Greg.
I hear you.
God, I've got lots of sins to confess. So, anyways, the send is here. So this would be sound inputs here, that crackly channel we got. That one's been used to point of crackle. So the cleanest channel is out here in 4. I'm jumped on 4. Hey, voice of God, Greg. I'm going to open up the devil's, if I can. Come on. Shit.
super appreciate you calling back and clarifying your position, sure. And we certainly are in agreement on that point. Thank you so much, Dave. Really appreciate it.
Okay. All right.
Have a great day down there in Mequon. Appreciate all the calls today, Mr. Zomers as well, our producer, engineer, all of you calling. Congratulations to all of our ticket winners. We will have Wisconsin State Fair tickets for you tomorrow. More fun to give away. Luke Mathers is just the fun captain. He brings us fun each and every day. We're going to have Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin football player, tomorrow on the show as well, talking about what's happening in Northwestern as well as Wisconsin Badger football. Stay with us. Also, stay with us until next hour. We have Matt Flynn direct. Until tomorrow, keep banging your drum.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lakeway